Hello and welcome to the Hacker News Daily for July 5th of 2018. Today on the news, police search homes of Zwiebelfreunde board members and open lab in Augsburg. So let's get to the news. Top number one item, police search homes of Zwiebelfreunde board members and open lab in Augsburg in Germany. It's a German article. It's called 330 points and raised a discussion of about 110 comments. Second up in the news, React Native, a retrospective from the mobile engineering team at Udacity. It's directly from, I believe, the blog engineering.udacity.com. It scored 250 points and raised a discussion of 170 comments. Number three for today, GitHub Mirror Compromise Incident Report. So something that happened on GitHub, apparently. It's from the Gen2 wiki, this Linux distribution, wiki.gen2.org. It scored 240 points and raised about 90 comments. Number four, plans for OCaml 4.08. Not sure what OCaml is, probably a library or something. It comes from a personal blog, it seems. It scored 210 points and raised 70 comments. Number five, a collection of free datasets from Microsoft Research. It's from the website msropendata.com, scored 190 points and raised a tiny amount of 40 comments. Number six, from Germany, the Chaos Computer Club, which is a German NGO, criticizes police action. It's an article from the German newspaper Spiegel. It scored 190 points and raised 30 comments. Number seven of today, Spanish Wikipedia also shuts down in protest at proposed EU copyright law. Wow. This is a wave now. It started with the Italian Wikipedia yesterday, and now it's swapped over to the Spanish one. So this scored 180 points and raised a discussion of 50 comments. Expected a bigger outrage here. A tiny amount of comments, it seems. Number eight, YouTube DL, command line program to download videos. I know that one. And so it seems to be sort of a show hacker news. Link to the YouTube DL GitHub repository. It's a great tool. You can download YouTube videos in a really easy way from your command line. It's fantastic. It scored 150 points and raised 75 comments. Second to last, slow reading, the antithesis of speed reading. That's interesting. I tried these speed reading apps a while ago, and while it does its job, right? Like you will read very fast and you will get your stuff done. But I was skeptical at that time if I'm actually really comprehending what I'm reading. That might be just a personal experience. But it's interesting that someone raises an antithesis here of speed reading, basically slow down. This discussion scored 144 points and raised 55 comments. And the last one for today, in Q2 2018, global VC scales tipped in favor of Chinese startups over American. It's a Crunchbase article, scored 130 points and raised 70 comments. All right. The Chinese finally taking over, it seems. That was the Hacker News Daily for today, Thursday, July 5th. And have a great day and probably see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.